Why Do We Worry? By Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. A few weeks ago, I got a text from my sister asking for prayer for her son. She had texted all her siblings for prayer. My teenage nephew has diabetes, and his sugar level was abnormally high. They already brought him to the emergency room, and he was given some medication, and they were told he could go home. Still, when they were home, his sugar level wouldn't go down. I was shopping and couldn't really concentrate on what I was doing because I started to worry about my nephew. So I did the next best thing I could do. Start talking to the Lord right there and there in my heart and ask him for his healing upon my nephew. I continued shopping and praying at the same time. I got an assurance that he's going to be all right. Then I felt in my spirit to tell my sister to have my nephew drink a lot of water. I wasn't sure if it was just me, but I felt he needed to drink water, so I texted this to my sister. She said I was right. She will have him drink water. When I got home, my siblings and I got more texts from my sister detailing her worries about my nephew. They've gone to the emergency room already, and they're on call with a nurse, and still the sugar level wouldn't come down. This got me worrying more, so I turned to the Lord and asked him to heal my nephew. Again, I got, "He's going to be all right." Throughout the night, the Lord would comfort me and assure me that he's all right. The next day, a text came in from another sister asking how my nephew was doing. My sister then responded and said that his sugar level has come down, though gradually, and is now all right. Thank you, Jesus. Worry is a part of life. Unforeseen things happen, and we worry because we feel like we're not in control of our situation. But Apostle Paul has the solution for us. He wrote to us and showed us what to do whenever there are worries in our lives. He told us to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Philippians 4, verse 6. All we need to do is bring our worries to the Lord. We shouldn't even try to go another minute carrying our worries and cares with us. All we need to do is start talking to the Lord and tell him what we desire for him to do for us. Then, thank him for his goodness and for what he's about to do. Apostle Paul assured us in his writing that if we bring our requests and worries to the Lord and thank him in the process, we will have peace. He said, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verse 7. Even though I worried about my nephew and what could happen, hearing the assurances of the Lord that he's going to be all right comforted me and brought me peace. Every time I worried, I talked to the Lord, and again, he would comfort me and assure me and tell me he's going to be all right. This would bring me peace. I knew and felt in my heart, even before my sister responded to the text the next day, that he was all right, because of the Lord's assurances. Thank the Lord, for he is true. Thank the Lord that we can truly find our help and strength in him in time of trouble. Jesus tells us in his word not to worry. He said to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14, verse 27. I know it's easier said than done. Do not worry. But when you're going through some problems and troubles in your life and you have no control over it, you will worry. But I have found again and again that the only way to find peace and comfort through a trying situation is to talk to the Lord about it. Like Apostle Paul showed us, I bring whatever is troubling me to the Lord. I tell him too what I desire to transpire. Every day I worry about my husband commuting to work. I worry about drivers not paying attention, especially in our day and age of smartphones and people talking and driving at the same time. I worry about people speeding and losing control. But the only way this worry does not debilitate me is to tell the Lord exactly what I want to happen. Protect my husband. I tell the Lord to keep him safe from harm, from any accidents, from any car trouble, on and on. I get into detail with the Lord. I ask the Lord to get his angels to protect and keep my husband. Then I leave it to the Lord. I can't obsess over what may happen or else I will never have peace. I have to leave my husband in the Lord's hands and trust his grace upon my life to keep him for me. Don't let worry grab you of your peace of mind today. Every time worry comes and disturbs you, bring it to the Lord. Get in the habit of talking to him about whatever is bothering you. In time, when you do this enough, it will become easier, and your faith in the Lord will increase so that you will worry less. He will work all things out for your good. I have experienced that God is a very merciful God. Every time I worry and bring my fears to him, he comes and assures me. Because I have made it a habit to keep coming to him, no matter how small my worry is, I can find peace. He works things out for me. He helps me also to learn to trust him more, because I see him work things out for my good in the end. The Lord is a very good God. He will not leave us comfortless. He will come to us and work things out for us, if we just wait on him and trust in him. We might not be in control of unforeseen things in our lives. We might even feel like there's no hope. But with God, all things are possible. There is no situation in this life that he cannot work things out for us. We might feel powerless over our situation, but if we would just believe in him, everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be just fine. The Lord has the power over all the principalities of this world. He can call out things into existence that were not there before for our sake. The Bible states, "Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were." Romans 4, verse 7. Nothing is too hard for him if we just believe. Jesus loves us so much, and his desire is for us to call upon his name in time of trouble. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is faithful until the end. Just talk to him. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8, verse 28. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6, verse 34. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 19. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for having you in my life. I thank you that with you all things are possible. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love for us today. Father, it's easy to worry, especially in our day and age where it seems things are becoming more and more complicated. There is so much to worry about: the bills, the children, our health, the government, and the economy, on and on and on. There seems to be no end to these things. But Father, your love is great for us. You will work all things out for our good if we love you and are trusting in you. Help us then, Lord, to trust in you and love you and call upon you always. Help us not to wait for big problems to come up in our lives to talk to you. Help us to learn to bring even the smallest problem we have in this life and gain experience with you, being faithful and good and hearing our prayers. I also ask for more faith in you, Father, and in your love for us today, I pray. In your most wonderful and powerful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.